statute never bothered country people.
Right.
White House staff, yeah, they don't need, except the state manager. State manager should, of course, respect, because they need state guests. So whenever they're coming through for me, they should not come through the line, they should just get out.
Well, the decision function is assistant hosts rather than a guest.
Right.
They should be.
It's not, not very many, but it's those.
So, don't.
Some of the other supposed.
Well, that's it, you, there are.
They don't want it, they don't have the other supposed to.
I know. They think it's rude not to do it through the line or something.
I know. Correct, and a lot of people are very much, what is protocol, that's the right thing, or what we're on. But in this case, you think it's just where it was, where it's filed through the Pennsylvania.
Very much so, I think you mean, that's our just a little, that, for instance, the LA Times today, where we can't get a blip, or in Los Angeles, you know, has a pre-con front page picture of the, with the wedding party, story on, going back to where it's from. Moving accomplishments on the blood bank, very positive, so the wire story proved exactly what you want. And you got a better bounce on the bike than you do again.
Yeah.
On the other team that you started on, yeah. I think it was super worth it.
What is your situation?
Plus, you got a good network, TV network in China, both networks.
What do you feel accomplished?
My own, if we, I don't think we should go out. I just, I don't know why, but I just don't see any point in going out.
My good.
Campaign, Wilkes Barre was not going to campaign, there's no question about that.
Well, I was wondering if any other kind of event like that, or, dying, or living, or
big story.
The second beat, what's that, for US veto?
We wouldn't let them get the thing without condemning the original line.
Yeah. I can fix the whole way to do it, just put, just draw quiet for the Jackson, and make great for the people. And we really got to do it, we just do the not do. You know, there are some, I don't want to downgrade that, from my house blocks, there's some nitrogen around, you know, you develop the patterns here, but they are slow, it's fucking a lot.
Can you go into our next?
Spruce is so nice, that are beautiful, and some of them are old and hard.
Go into our next thing, first place, the white house spot, not to, it looks like a goddamn southern plantation with a slave.
We're gonna say it that way, we're gonna have a salt and pepper, that's the law.
So I guess our Filipinos, and some whites.
Filipinos, whites and blacks, we're not gonna have an all, well, like, you know, an all black, murder.
Like, you're going, we're back to George Washington.
But then.
Yeah, all black and black.
Our Jefferson, that's right. And we think it's just, well, often have it all black, we'll stick to the blacks that way.
And then get rid, then use that as the basis, you get rid of the Cummings, the good
for
our lunch.
Right.
And hang on to the good ones.
Before I tell you, we can do that, and then he can hire a kitchen, he doesn't need to do the dessert, he can keep it certain. Definitely European, so they're very good.
Oh, goddamn, they, you can't knock them on desserts.
I know.
Look at his souffles, and his strawberry mousse.
I know.
And his, that Grand Marnier mousse that he did at, I wasn't for the world.
I know, very good.
Oh, the Polish lunch, some of those desserts are as good, if not better, than anything done in the White House. They're just as good on souffles.
But you know that they have to realize that how they're understanding the cook. Really is. Isn't that good?
That's my view. Desserts and fish. He really does have, but what the hell, that's the fish thing is, he's got about three good sauces that he uses on fish. Filipinos aren't good at fish.
Well, they are, we tell them.
You gotta make them.
But you keep a fish man. Keep a fish man.
Yeah, or get a French fish man.
That's right.
Those are French sauce. You might be able to find a good French pack for the fish and dessert man. And then use the Filipinos for the main courses.
But Donald Cruz has gotta be the chief chef. The best.
Absolutely. Well, and even on the political thing, except
stuff, they go look for them. Right.
Anything in Congress, I'm sure, we all agree on that.
Yeah.
Came up with, had to be this morning too, yeah, and, Bryce, Mitchell, all of Chris, the same, all of you.
So what?
It doesn't serve our purpose.
Let me tell you, I haven't read the statement, I only read what I was gonna say, and I didn't take one off. But, they had a real nut cutting statement, you know, they're on the shop, you know. I just, and on the environment of all that, but, you guys give a shit about it. But, why do I fight with the Congress? You know, don't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Earl, I agree.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, you talked earlier, but I hadn't talked to,
Oh, that's right, I just.
That you mentioned, that I.
Well, just watch the stuff.
John.
Just watch the stuff that was, set up.
Well, that's it.
I just didn't take, look at it. Anything I said was really now. Front and center.
They're suggesting that, health thing that you might keep in mind, if you feel like it,
Or a hospital.
No, going up to, going up to the Capitol when Revolutionary passes.
No.
No, not to go into the hall, but to go to Scott's office and,
Not a shit. Yeah, you take me about 5 steps too far away.
Go over to Mansfield's office.
No. Now what the hell does that do? And the relation to Congress?
No, no, oh, no. Shows that we got little, this is the first time.
No, listen, we're gonna do it in a grand style, it's gonna be down there in the East Room.
This wouldn't be the sign.
Yeah, I know.
Just go up, you know, right at the moment it passes, maybe, but.
No.
Okay.
You see, if you get up there.
You shouldn't now anyway, have you not?
No, we just had.
And then you run around.
What's it gonna pass today?
Probably. 7:00.
On when?
Tonight.
7:00.
It's kind of an odd idea.
No, no, no.
To go up, visit informally with the leaders, senators who passed the bill, work out, and have a long, Mansfield, Scott, and that. You know, they drop by the office.
When does it sign?
We can sign fairly quickly. Well, no, it has to go to conference, it won't be till next week, but it'll be. They think that we have to enter conference and out fairly quickly.
What is the score of it, in terms of our own plan now, what is it, what do you? What are they, just been on water cables, doing, drop, or what kind of connection, so forth?
They still anticipate the indictments on Friday, 15th, same time, or shoot, or that was the end of this week. And the, that could be delayed, that they don't, and, schedule, injury, wants to, just want to pull out.
Do they know who's coming in tonight?
Yes, the 5+,
Plus the 2.
Yeah, that's all. The plan still is to follow, or to ride with the indictments with a greater statement.
What about
says, and this, we knew this way back, this is, now knowing who the guy is, this is one, he told us a long time ago, that his story is, the reports were sent, remember, we knew months ago that it was ten, the tenant was a guy, one guy.
Yeah, we're worried.
That the reports were given to somebody over there.
That's too bad, Kevin was working on a convention.
They went from there to Rob Ogle, and from there to somebody else.
Exactly.
And one of the things that comes out in somewhere in this is a plan to counterfeit tickets. There is a memo about a plan to counterfeit tickets, it didn't come out of this thing, but it's tied into, it was the only memo.
How do we get that out?
With this kind of plan, well, this way. He says that the memos were identified as confidential source or something like that, and that was the code thing for the wiretap information. There is a memo identified the same way that is not the wiretap information, it's from stuff they got down in Miami. That shows there was a plan to counterfeit Republican convention tickets. And that went to tenants, who was in charge of the convention.
Get radical.
And that's the only memo that went to tenants.
That was to get the radicals inside. Well, that's the point, that, that, yeah, so that tells the story. Don't just counterfeit the tickets, they say, you get, you get, there you get the bomb throwers, the radicals, you know, the dynamite.
Yeah.
That's what you were worried. Maybe, that's what the. You said it, that kind of. Now, this is supposed to be a net gotten operation, it wasn't. Smart, I suppose, people didn't know how, but. Not getting involved is a case of taking something like that old brown, which is not, and just parlaying into a horrible thing. Just like they took the Dodds and parlayed into a horrible thing, despite the fact they knew the goddamn thing had been paid off, everything else.
Bill Ryan's story's running in the Las Vegas Review Journal, so we have it.
When?
Today or tomorrow. May have been yesterday.
What did it say, this day, you got money?
What was it before, but that, all that is to lay the facts, so that you got a basis for foreknowing that the money, a story to build on in the public press, and it's out in Las Vegas, so it's time to use, then you go from that. But that's a Combox meeting with the Baker, thing.
Hoping to get something out of that.
Pull stuff out of that.
But Combox can get Baker, you know, get him apart. If he gets anything, it's cold turkey. Baker knows a hell of a lot more than he's talking about. We don't care who it's on. It can be on Teddy, it can be on anybody, but you know, just get it to anybody. I prefer O'Brien, but let it be Teddy. I saw, I now see the type of people that they have in Fort Martin. Rose took the call from Gabe Hopkins. And he said he'd like to be George H. Douglasville. And was very concerned about the water communication, what we handle, so worrying, president's friends and border. I often throw in, I said, Tom, go to hell, support the government. And really, that, I really feel, I do feel that way about this. If they're gonna worry about this, are they gonna worry about other people? See my point on this?
Yeah.
And I think this is true, this should be, I don't think we need to be particularly, but we're all working on, what the hell, we worry about all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
And we're trying to think of what to do and so forth. But, what, is it an endemic problem?
No, it's a thing, yes, it's an endemic problem in a sense.
In other words, with Republicans, with Howard, with Southern.
I think it's true of anybody, I'm sure that my government people, I mean, everybody he goes, people are saying, you need to get your staff problems straight.
Which doesn't make any difference.
I get your point. I mean, that's what they read in the paper, so then they're looking for, gee, you know, they think everything's good, but I wonder if we've got any problems. Well, we've got the water gate, so then I better tell them that they ought to get that straight down. They probably have thought.
Yeah, what about crack food prices? Could you do that? Gee, the inflation's still too high, Jesus Christ, could you have done something about Israel? We should look here about South Africa. I did a little thing today, I didn't even expect them to do it, or to make a movement, or to do it on purpose, but I've been so impressed with a little bit of pieces of data that I've been trying to do. The way you see what happens, even that son of a bitch shows up, they've been very poor. But I called Shane one of them. My black people who have the contract, who really went out of it, and I live for them. I prayed and gave my reaction to the games. I said, well, I said, Sugar Ray Seal made me feel very proud. Also, that 400-meter team, they went around holding their fingers up and throwing my jersey. Yeah, that's a little problem. I thought they did. I said, but, you know, I'm sure they're those blocks.
That's great.
And I said, the International Olympic team. I said, I didn't agree with the American Olympic Committee. I said, I agree with the National Olympic Committee. People should be proud of their country.
That's great.
I don't think most people agree with the American Olympic Committee.
Do you?
Those that are trying to appeal for the international, yeah, for those assholes, they should be standing up for America. At least I was.
That's who you stand up there, that's who they're representing, and they ought to just.
Any of that. I think that's very good.
Well, that's, people look at that, I mean, at high school, you expect when they play the alma mater, you expect people to stand up.
You're goddamn right.
Stand there and look proud, and that's true in college. Those who go to college, but they get it at high school too. And you build that kind of spirit, and there's a few shits that don't want that kind of thing. That's,
well,
the bulk of it.
What Chekhov says is, my Gideon's always, he was part of the recording, Gideon's part of the praise that he received for their fine recording analyst.
Sure it was.
I said, I like the way you stood up for America. The American broadcasting
company. It's good.
So that'll give them a. Hello, that's Virginia.
Well, it's beautiful that it happened to be ABC, which just does also have
just the
network that's
the least for the bad.
Modern
least bad. Well, that's right. Bad. He was pleased, and Schenck was a friend. Boone Aldridge is a friend. Parties, more or less.
Well, Frank Gifford was super.
Frank Gifford and Will Chamberlain.
Don Schollander has been on as a friend.
I mentioned Mark Spitz, seven goals, that whole thing. I have a feeling I won't call him somewhere or other. I feel strongly I should. I mean, what's the
trying to reach Schollander? He's over in Austria.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
It's his coach that says we should call him. Cashin's called his coach, and I don't know whether or not we've got the right pin on that, the right information.
Is it in this folder?
Yeah, over there.
They take, and they sort of injects you into.
I just leave that out.
All right, but that's only.
In other words, I think you're.
Don't make it use all that out, because it looks like I'm being a force.
That's what I mean, yeah. I don't think it's a force sport, but I just don't know.
Well, we got screwed.
Absolutely, we got screwed.
And everybody here believes we got screwed, but we also, we complained about it pretty hard, and we lost a complaint at that point. That's why. You got so much positive stuff in there that if you.
So we're about to take that out. We were using six, so we're kind of.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
See, you complimented on the coverage and standing up for America, and commentary was excellent, so.
I praise Mark Spitz and.
That's right.
And also the blacks for running around the track with number one up, did they get that in?
Yeah, they did.
We met with the, and thank God Bob, Sugar Ray Seal was a black, at least two blacks behaved.
A lot of blacks.
Did you?
No, but I met two, the ones I saw, two.
No, but in your discussion, Bill, the guy should be taken off, he didn't stand the detention on.
I didn't say that.
But you did.
Huh?
You didn't say that in your discussion.
No, I only did it in application, and that's right, I've taken them off. I intend to take them off, if they've been sitting there, for Christ's sake, don't take that off. Because they, I mean, we're not blaming these little yelling shit asses.
No, I understand that, Mr. President.
I think you're better off not to be on record as complaining about the officiating or the judging.
Yeah.
Or like, if you had anything on those terrible calls on boxing or wrestling or diving, we gotta leave that out too. It was boxing, but that's, you don't have to get to that kind of point, you should stay with the highest.
All right, you can tell them anything that has to do with the officiating, you can come out, but all the rest of it, okay, yeah. And my only input, the only thing was that they, I said it was certainly fine to be on the ball, but not over.
Yeah, that's fine, but I just want to check with you, because we did, and I said, Skip did get screwed, and the.
Everybody.
The blacks, when they stood there, not in detention, that has already been broadcast over the thing, and that's why everyone was so proud.
Well, I said that I was, I told them this, I said, I think the International Olympic Committee was right, and I think our Olympic Committee was wrong on that incident. And that's what I want to stay in, that's to stay in. Because those blacks should not have been allowed to go on, and this is a matter of showing, I said, I also praised, I said, the Russian team, the East German team, the West German team, everybody should be proud of their country. It's all in there.
Well, I agree with that, I think that's why so many people were proud of their Sugar Ray Seal.
Well, I mentioned him in my broadcast.
When you stood there, you know, I mean, you really were, but I just wondered,
well,
much as I agree with you, and as much as seeing that on television, as much as I agree with that point, I just wondered if you should inject yourself into that. That's the only question. Well, making the point about the guys being suspended. The fact is, they are suspended for any possible.
I didn't discuss the suspension any length. Have you read it?
No, I see. I'm operating only on a call from Munich that was not too good, and they wanted to check.
Yeah, anything about officiating comes out of that, so do not take out anything in any other part of the transcript, because it was praising the good guys. I praised Sugar Ray Seal, and I praised the 400 meter team for holding their fingers up number one. I said that's what they should do.
But you want to leave in the part about the support of the International Olympic Team on suspension?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's just like kicking the goddamn, I mean, our Americans should stand up for the right thing. You're goddamn right. You're damn right, I think. I mean, only their assholes in the press, 95% of them would support the American Olympic team at all. Oh, let them compete. They're just boys. They don't have a good time. They grow up and get up. No, sir. I agree with the International Olympic team. In other words, I'm standing up for the International Olympic organization here. I don't agree with the American Olympic. To read Sherry Pogacar's column and post this one.
Well, yes, and I feel the same way. I just don't inform our races.
Okay, other people don't feel that way, and that's good. Those are people you want to draw.
I don't, it's not so much that other people not feeling that way as it is leaving a positive end. Perhaps it is positive.
But how much are you going to take out, though? You can't take that out. So I think, anyway, see what you can do. I have no strong feelings. There's only a sentence in there about the International Olympic Committee. I had to make the point about Sugar Ray Seal,
right.
Whom I
much you leave it in?
Is that city officially?
They don't be here.
Yeah, they're not gonna be here.
All right, take that out. Take that out. Phrase the equestrian and leave it in the positives. I mean, don't want to take on the officiating.
See, what they trying to do apparently is not special. Did they come and get it?
Yes, after I finish. And I said, sure, go right ahead. I have no objection.
Okay.
But you can take the.
This word.
I have no, anything about officiating should come out because that's something that should be handled by our own people. That I was said that in jest, but as far as the rest of it is concerned.
Okay.
Well, as a matter of fact, I want to draw the black-white issue and put rock and real on. This is a goddamn difference to draw on. I praise the jury. I praise the 400 meter. We can tell your 4 o'clock. A couple of others that you know on our Olympic team should stand up for. That's what Americans need to hear.
Absolutely.
Do you agree or not?
Yes, I sure do.
Now, they're sending the whole place up in smoke around here.
Oh,
just like our November 3rd speech did.
That's
and the May 8th, right?
Yep.
If you want to do all this. Well, they're right. Don't you agree?
Yep.
The international. Some of the bitches should spit there.
I think it was sensational. That's what you hear people say, thank God they can do it. And that, we need that kind of, we should quit tolerating all the kind of crap that we tolerate.
Ron thinks what you're beating up.
You got our own kids.
Imagine if it was fine, we'd be here in 5 minutes or something like this. But Ron thinks what you're helping.
He's not with us. Then raising that is doing exactly what he should.
What he does, because he knows he's going to be active.
Because there will be some plaque on it. And he's raising the question.
John Osborne.
Why do we want to buy that plaque?
John Osborne.
Yes, you're right.
That's the door. That's right. Yeah, let's be honest.
Got to buy a little plaque now and then.
That's right. Or you just don't say anything. Anyway, that's what I believe.
You're right. John Osborne said that would be terrible choice if you want.
Well, I said, and they held their fingers up, that the United States should try to be number one. I said, that's offensive, man. Something like that.
Well, that's what the whole goddamn Olympic Games is about, for Christ's sake. Why did they give gold medals to the guy who won? Because he came in first.
They said, I praise the Russians, too.
Why did they bust their asses training?
Because the Russians traveled that out of the East Germans, the West Germans, all the other two. Well, and I said, the Japanese gymnastics team, I bet you that. I said, they're all the Russian products. I'm not sure. Well, that's what they all do.
So, it's the way they
fixed their.
They're in there winning the goddamn thing. Not by any means.
And they fixed those Hungarian judges, the Polish judges, the Bulgarian judges. Every one of them, Polish, Slavicious, Communist, affiliation, every damn son of a bitch of them. And let's quit farting around with this.
That really, it is terrible, because they.
I would even worry if the officiating of basketball team came to the stadium.
The boxing thing was just incredible. You sit there, I've watched it a couple of times, you watch a fight. Because, you know, a 3-round fight is pretty easy to call, usually. 10-round fight is sometimes harder because I don't know how to score all the points, but you can
remember.
You watch a 3-round fight and you have a very clear impression one guy wins and the other guy doesn't. And Christ did. A couple of them, it was totally obvious. There was no question.
I was surprised they gave Sugar Ray Steele because he lost.
They could have called him. He was.
Marshall heard him.
Also, he captured the crowd's imagination. Kid, it would have been very hard to go against.
Would have.
His mother, winning was winning.
His mother was down there. That's a big point.
His mother was something else.
He sat there and he put his hand over his heart, you know. Damn, that was good.
He's a beautiful fighter. Didn't he have to fight on successive days? He had a day of a bad schedule. So you didn't have to rest. You got worked over hard on his first fight.
And I said, don't be concerned. You appreciate it.
then we move the American Peacock to the facility.
You're damn right. That would mean they were accepting a bad call.
I recognize that, they were right.
No way.
The whole team voted on. Basketball team or the.
Basketball, you know, the basketball team voted not to accept the facility. It's kind of a big thing, because those kids, that's, you know, the rest of their lives, they don't have a solar panel to pay.
There's gotta come a time when the international community step up and say, we don't accept this permanent decision. That's what the UN's about now.
We should move into it now.
UN's about.
Absolutely.
UN is screwing us. We've gotta step up to the American people, get goddamn sick of it. Of being kicked out.
Paying for everything and being kicked. By the people we invite to picnic, by the person.
Oh, it's a good job. Good. You got it. I'll say what you think. I got it, buddy. Too late for 10 o'clock, I'm sure.
At 10 o'clock, yeah.
Even if they got it in, it's gonna be, believe it, it's not too much of a problem. Do it back, just say it.
Right.
Just set it up, and it might be there.
And a lot of people love it. You know, the American sports fan is sitting there, he's mad as hell, I'm sure he goes, you know. That's what people are talking about.
I told the ABC fellows that I was standing up.